At 6:06, we have some fog and 67 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 91. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, get ready for some steamy days ahead. National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Jankowski in Tulsa says brace yourself for hot weather next week.
Looks like we could see upper 90s for the start of the weekend, and then right around 100 or so we have forecasted right now for Sunday.
And he says as the week progresses, it will get even hotter with highs well above 100 degrees. A federal bankruptcy judge is to rule today on whether American Airlines can break its union contracts. American has about 6,000 workers here in Tulsa. The airline filed for bankruptcy protection last fall. The city of Tulsa this morning has a brand new city budget. The council approved the mayor's $703 million budget last night. Councilor David Patrick likes the document.
I think this is a really good compromise. And I think the finance department and the mayor and the administration has done a really good job to trying to address our requests that come in.
Some councilors wanted more money for city employees, but agreed to review that later in the year. The wheels on the bus go round and round, but Tulsa Transit General Manager Bill Cartwright wants those wheels to come around a little more often. He wants to decrease the wait between buses at Tulsa bus stops.
The average headway, which is the frequency between buses, is around an hour, which is not very good. A city the size of Tulsa should have a better system.
But that takes money, and federal and state funding has been trimmed. The new city budget will allow Tulsa Transit to maintain current service levels. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has appealed a county judge's ruling that struck down a law requiring women seeking abortions to view an ultrasound image of the fetus before that procedure is performed. Pruitt filed an appeal of Oklahoma County District Judge Brian Dixon's decision with the Oklahoma Supreme Court yesterday. The Tulsa School of Community Medicine gets a boost with a $30 million gift to help train doctors in underserved areas of Oklahoma.
We are so pleased to announce a five-year commitment to the proposed Tulsa School of Community Medicine, totaling $30 million.
The school, a partnership between TU and OU, will train doctors to help meet Oklahoma's critical physician shortage. The donation comes from the Oxley Foundation. Dr. Stedman Upham is president of the University of Tulsa.
$30 million gift that is intended to get us started and also to endow a significant portion of the medical program.
The proposed School of Community Medicine will allow students to complete all 4 years of study in Tulsa. The very first class is expected to start in 2015. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
19-year-old Keaton Hanna is headed to prison for the next 20 years. He is the Claremore teenager charged with last year's fatal DUI crash on Route 66 that left two people dead. In sports this morning, LeBron James named the MVP of the NBA Finals after leading the Miami Heat to the title in five games following a convincing 121-106 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Our weather forecast, sunny and very warm today. A high of 91. Tonight, mostly clear and mild. 70 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and hot. A high of 97. Sunday, extremely hot with a high of 101. Monday, more heat. A high of 102. Tuesday, a little bit cooler, but still hot. A high of 96. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us no precipitation. Now, at 610, we do have some dense fog in some low-lying areas this morning and 67 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.